Jesse, listening in Long Beach, California on Immaculate Heart Radio. Jesse, you are on with Carlo Broussard.
Hello. And I just had a, you know, this question has always bugged me. I've never really asked it to anybody.
Yeah.
But, you know, you were talking about prayer and saints and all that.
Sure.
And, you know, I get prayer can be a great thing, you know, if you ask for guidance, you know, if you pray just to communicate and grow your relationship.
Yeah.
But, like, some people pray for requests such as, you know, oh, help my mother heal from this, you know.
Right.
Help me get this promotion.
Sure.
And, like, the Bible always speaks of God's divine plan.
Yeah.
And, you know, how everything goes according to his plan. And, you know, I just wondered, you know, why bother praying for a request when, if it's not in God's divine plan, then it's not going to happen, you know?
Right, right. No, this is an excellent question. Jesse, it all gets down to, if God is immutable and he can't change and his plan can't change, then why in the heck are we doing anything to try to bring about an effect or change something in the history of the world? I mean, regardless if it's prayer or whether I'm going to try to get the job or what, right? So we have to try and reconcile God's immutability, the fact that he can't change and consequently his plan can't change, and our participation in that plan, and how does our free will and us bringing about change in this life jive with that immutable plan. Now, Jesse, just to give you a heads up, I wrote an article on this for Catholic Answers blog. It's entitled Pointless Prayer or Gracious God. And if you go to Catholic.com and just put in pointless prayer in the search engine, my article will come up. Now, fundamentally, we can reconcile this, Jesse, by understanding that God's providence, his providential plan, it involves not only willing certain effects to come about, right? God not only wills certain things to come about, the effect, but he also wills that those effects would come about through certain causes, right? So God actually, in his providential plan, wills a certain cause and effect pattern. That pattern is an essential part of his divine plan. And sometimes it is in God's providential plan that certain effects, a healing, you might say, or the promotion at a job that somebody needs to support their family or whatever it might be, it may very well be in God's providential plan that he willed that effect to come about through the causal activity, right? Through the causation of my prayer. So that when I pray, that effect legitimately comes about through my prayer, but within the context of God's whole providential plan. That God willed, this effect came about through my prayers, and had I not prayed, that effect would not come out. From our perspective, these things take place successively. It's one thing after another. This causal pattern is a cause, then effect. But from God's perspective, that cause and effect reality is present to him simultaneously, is present to him in an immediate now, as the philosophers talk about, in the eternal now. So on one hand, we know God's plan is immutable and it can't change, but at the same time, that plan involves our free cooperation. And we know this, biblically speaking, we know it from church teaching, because, I mean, St. Paul commands us and encourages us. I shouldn't use the strong word of command, but he strongly encourages in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, that Christians ought to pray for one another. And all throughout his epistles, he's constantly saying, we intercede for you, unceasingly encouraging Christians to pray for one another. Members of the mystical body can effect life and healing in the body. All of that presupposes that our actions can actually bring about an effect. But that's understood as being essential to God's providential plan as a whole. That God wills that certain effects would come about through certain causes. And that healing of my grandmother may be a part of God's plan to come about through my prayer. Consequently, it's rational for me to offer those prayers to God that in accordance with his plan, if, as Jesus said, if it be thy will, Father, that my grandmother be healed through my prayer, and this cause-effect pattern, right? well, then let it be. But if it is not God's will, if God doesn't will that the effect, the healing of the grandma, would come about through the causality of my prayer, well, then we accept that. We bow in humility, knowing and trusting that it is in God's infinite wisdom that he didn't will that effect to come about through this cause, and that according to Romans 8, I think it's either 24, Romans 8, 28 perhaps, God wills all things to the good for those who believe in him. So, Jesse, I don't know if that helps any, but I would encourage you to check out my article where I go in more depth with this question.